Because, I mean, I guess to preface it, like, Kiwi Farms is a U.S. intelligence property, or COINTELPRO property, whatever you want to call it. It is an international asset to Zog intelligence services. That's all it is. That's why it exists. That's why it hasn't been completely blown offline. It's there to destabilize dissidency, really. I mean, that's all it is. It has taken, like, the site is basically, it's sector right-wingers, rightoids. And what it is it revels in trying to turn people into lolcows. And it does not exclude actual political dissidents that are trying to actually do things. Like, it's not, it's one thing to A-log Nick Fuentes, who's a fraud and a grifter, fine. But to go after my friends or anyone that I know and just try to put everyone on the same level and then make the debate about that stuff. That person, Crunklord, that I've mentioned before, who was pretending that the conservative Canadian truckers thing was going to be a revolution. Like, he's a Kiwi Farms admin. Or at least mod. I don't remember exactly. I think he's a tech. But anyway. So I said so as much. And
I believe he helps Josh out with tech stuff on some. I don't know to what extent. Yeah,
that's what I think he does.
I think it might have even just been on the Fetty side of things. But yeah, he helps Josh out with tech stuff.
But I think Josh pretends to be apolitical. Or he says he's apolitical. Just like grafted. He's not political. I'm just out here to say the N-word. And oh my God, how did I get in trouble? And why are people noticing that I did a bad job? So anyway, I get this.
Well, I think Josh does like the Schrodinger's politicizations when it's convenient, when there's like, you know, like when he's got to, you know, make it, when he feels like he has to make a stand, then he's very political and he's a free speech absolutist. But when it's about anything else, then I'm just a political admin of this free speech board.
You know, he's a free speech warrior when he has stepped on a rake and his website is getting some backlash somewhere that it deserves. Then he's a free speech absolutist. Like when he's getting, I don't know, when he's under attack because him and his user base that he totally doesn't control and has no responsibility for, conveniently, has attacked somebody that has a lot of power and money and know-how, and he's getting taken out. It's like other people that he has attacked and allowed his user base to sort of chill against aren't siding with him, and this is very bad, and they should be because of free speech. That's the thing that happens. Are you on mute because you walked away? Hello?
No, I muted for a second because I was opening up one of because I was looking for this comment.
I heard
mute the tab.
I heard a percussive thump and I thought maybe you left the room or something. I was like, oh no.
That anyway. Was, no, I think that was you coming in through because I was opening up your stream.
Okay.
Right. Voice that came through.
But anyway, I have this I have this comment here. Thanks for calling out Graf for being a Lolly pedo. First of all, I didn't do that. He is definitely a Lolly fan. What I said when people accuse Graf of being a pedo, I say he's not worth defending. It's not worth your time because he has no solidarity with anybody because he says he's apolitical. So if someone calls you a pedo, I just shrug my shoulders. I'm not going to stick my neck out for him anymore. That was what I said. So then he goes on, Kiwi Farms as a forum doesn't have a political position, but its owner is explicitly political. Would you like to unpack that a little bit, Borzoi? This is just like, or should I read the entire comment and then we'll go back through? I'll read the entire script and let's go back point by point. Kiwi Farms as a forum.
I know he's a free. He likes to position himself as basically a free speech absolutist. But then, okay, what else? If that's the extent to his politics, then all he's arguing for is negative liberty in a very narrow view of negative liberty. What's his political position on living in a society? What kind of people?
He's left
the society. I'm not just talking about like parties or political groups. Like who are his constituents? Who does he advocate for? Who are your people? To participate in politics is to participate in a political realm, to have a constituency, to have a demographic that you advocate for.
Josh called out Graf for the pedo.
There's no such thing as the free speech race. So,
Josh called out Graf for the pedo anime shit a while ago as well. I don't really care. He just like, because Graf is a lolcow, Josh made fun of him. That's the extent of politics on Kiwi Farms, making fun of lolcows. I know having, this is where it gets annoying. I know having your docs online sucks. So again, here's the rightoid that cannot operate outside of like, so it's yourself. So you're saying Kiwi Farms is bad because self-interest. and can't possibly process that there's a systemic problem, that there's a broader issue. I know having your docs online sucks, but it would be somewhere else if it wasn't on Kiwi Farms. So,
do you know who else made that argument?
If I wasn't occupying this Palestinian home, it would just be another Jew. Same argument.
Exactly.
Aside from the docs hosting, which is like end of sentence. There's no aside from docs hosting. There's no aside from being a Fed asset like that. I feel like you and Josh would agree politically on quite a bit. I have seen this same comment verbatim so many times. Anytime like there's any anti-Kiwi Farms thing is mentioned, and we don't really make a habit of doing it, but I've seen this every time. Aside from the stuff that makes him 100% totally your enemy, I think you would agree on quite a bit. It's like, no, I don't, because he won't take down docs. He won't stop doxing. He won't stop his people from doxing. He won't stop hosting docs. He does everything. He makes every excuse he can to say that what he's doing is not doxing, right? I don't know anything about what docs of mine is on Kiwi Farms, as this person says, but that's not my motivation for why I don't like it. I don't like the site because this is what it engages in pretend, like, what is the point of your free speech absolutist? So why are you making fun of Graf for like anime pedo shit? Anime pedo shit falls under free speech. If you're a free speech absolutist, so what are you making fun of him for? You're just because you want to host docs, because your job is to host docs. That's what Kiwi Farms is.
Well,
there
I
for.
Mean, the argument for that is, well,
I know.
You're free to not like something just as long as you don't actually ban it or have the government involved.
Right. So,
because that's what it always boils down to. I mean, this is how libertarians got their shit wrecked. Is like, well, as long as it's a private company. Well, the private companies completely took you off the internet.
Right. So aside from this comment, though, somebody, I don't know, because I made fun of Graf 2 weeks ago, and single-handedly put him out of business, by the way, right? He totally, like, he's quitting because I made fun of him. I'm going to take credit on that because that's what people say. Every time something bad happens to somebody, they go, that damn Sven and TRS is like, yes, I did that. Treat me with more respect and it'll stop happening to you. but I digress. Somebody sent me a clip of Josh's podcast or whatever where he was making fun of Graf. Is apparently, and I watched some of it because instead of just to see what he would say, I was wondering. And he was making fun of Graf for putting his own money into keeping Post online. And he explicitly said that if that ever happened with Kiwi Farms, if I had to put my own money to keep that site online, it would be over. I would turn off my computer.
That begs the question: whose money is keeping Kiwi Farms?
Well, aside from that, before we get into that, I want to harp on this a little bit. He says that he would close his laptop, he would never use the internet again, and he would be living in the hills of Serbia where he could buy X amount of acres for $5,000, and now you would just never hear from him again.
Is this the politics I've heard so much about?
That's what I'm saying. Josh, like, this is the politics this man cares. If he cared about this stuff, he would never say anything. Like, why would he just check out? This says he has he has no solidarity with anyone politically, unless there's money.
It's just farmer nationalism and movie review nationalism.
It's not even nationalism. This is rugged individualism. This is not so rugged individualism. This is, I'm going to quit and surrender. If the FBI money stops coming in, if the CIA payoffs stop coming in, because that site is not being fucking supported by its users. The users of Kiwi Farms are not people who shell out money to keep a site up. They're the same kind of people that use Post. They're just cheap fucks that want to use a free thing and the idea of giving the owner of a site a dime is like a laughable, like, why would I give him my identity and my payment identity? I would get doxxed. I can't trust that guy. He's stupid. He's like this. It's the internet, like the internet piker libertarian, where everything is like, if you provide a service to the internet and it doesn't have like an admission price, you're stupid, and I'm here to take advantage. That's the kind of people that run that site. So it's not being paid by them. It's being paid by U.S. intelligence. I have no evidence of that, but that's what I believe. Because I mean, and this guy is a guy. He's already surrendered. He's already left the country. He lives somewhere in the hills of Serbia, as he says. So it's like, what are the politics? Is he trying to get back to America? No.
Isn't it funny how it's always these expats, yep, that apparently have the strongest political opinions about how people, you know, trying to affect any kind of change in the United States are doing it all wrong?
Yep. It's
funny how that works.
Very disingenuous. So
the expat. I know. I just like using the word nationalist for everything. But all these expat nats are always like because Josh is a Moldbug fan. It's always these expat nats that are really into reactionary politics or Republican politics. Really weird how that works. You know, you support these different you support these different individuals in the United States, but not enough to put your money where your mouth is and live in the United States and live with the consequences of what their ideas might bring about.
Yeah, I'm not sure where else really to go with that. I just wanted to point that out. They're like, there is no common ground with white nationalism and Kiwi Farms. Any accidental common ground on there you may see is accidental, and you should remove yourself from that space. It's not a good place to be. He has basically said he will never have solidarity with anybody. He did it as an own on graph, I know, but I think it's the truth that when
people tell you who they are, just believe them.
Yep. And that's who he is. Who I am is someone.
Like I said, I'm someone. Political is to have a group. Yeah. It's to have a politic. A lot of things that are not actual politics get called politics because it muddies the water on that stuff. That's why I use terms like chicken farmer nationalism and movie review nationalism just to make a joke and highlight absurdities. But if you're not participating in a civic life and in the power process within a society, then you're not doing politics.